This is an All Ears English Podcast adventure bonus story. Memories from an amazing weekend with Lindsay and Michelle. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Today, listen to Lindsay's and Michelle's review of the first urban English adventure in Boston. Find out what we did, why it was amazing, and who should apply for the next one.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how you doing?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. How are you? It's good to be recording.
Oh my God, it's so good to be recording because we have just completed our first Boston adventure. How are you feeling after the adventure?
Oh my gosh, it was such a great experience. And I don't know, I just had such a good time meeting, you know, listeners, getting to really get to know them. I mean, this was such a different experience.
Exactly. So if anyone is just tuning in now and you have no idea what the Boston adventure is, what we did was a few weeks ago, we invited 8 lucky listeners that we had personally selected based on interviews to come to Boston, right? We had someone from Japan, 2 people from Japan, Brazil. We had someone from Thailand. Where else were people from, Michelle?
Wait, did we say Berlin, Paris?
Yeah, exactly. So what did we do with our listeners? And what did we do, Michelle, with our 8 lucky listeners that came to town?
What didn't we do is the question. Well, I mean, we did so much. I mean, we worked. I mean, basically, I think that they got to practice their English a lot. With native English speakers and with me and Lindsay, right? So
yeah.
Really, we had a lot of different challenges for them. Mm-hmm. And they went out and, you know, they had to talk to native speakers, but I think most of them had a really good experience with it. And it was a lot of different things. It was a very busy weekend, but really fun.
Exactly. So the weekend started off with a 8 p.m. low-key informal happy hour, right, in downtown Boston. What was that like for you, Michelle, to meet our listeners for the first time?
That was really cool because, you know, I haven't really met listeners before. And so, you know, when you're recording, it's hard to imagine like who's listening on the other end, right?
And exactly.
So it was so cool for me that all of a sudden all these people were here and, you know, they said, oh, that they know some of my stories and, you know, some of them brought gifts and it was so sweet. And it was amazing to see the impact that this show has because, so many of them were talking about how they listen to it every day. It makes them laugh. And it just was really meaningful, to see, you know, how far connection, not perfection goes.
You got it. It was so meaningful. And that evening, at that moment, I knew that this was going to be an off the charts successful weekend, right? Because I could just feel that our listeners had a nice chemistry within the group, right? They came together. They were enthusiastic. They got along so well, right? And the other cool thing about the happy hour was that it wasn't just us. We also had the native speakers at the happy hour. So the minute that our listeners walked in, what did they get to do, Michelle?
They were just talking to native speakers immediately.
Immediately. And I think we're going to continue to do that in future trips. I like this idea that as soon as you guys get here, boom, there you are having a conversation in a bar with a local Bostonian. I love that idea.
Yeah. Oh, I think that that's one of the, you know, most like special parts about the whole trip. I mean, is that they're really, I mean, and by the end, I mean, I know that people really made friends with the native speakers.
I think they did. Absolutely. They were exchanging contact information and they were talking about their lives together. You know, our native speakers, we had Will, he was an EMT, an emergency medical technician. So he had a lot of stories, I think, about Boston. We had a few people who were teachers, but some people who weren't teachers. They were just local people. So you got the real English, right? You didn't get English that was kind of slower or teacher talk, right? I love that.
Right. It was awesome. Yeah, cool.
Yeah. What do you think made the program the biggest success? Like, what do you think was the most key part of the program, Michelle?
I think it was the chemistry between the group.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, that this was just an exceptional group of people. If you guys are listening, I absolutely love you. And I just think that, you know, everyone was really open to be challenged. And, you know, of course, everyone had their, you know, concerns and things that, you know, make them a little bit uncomfortable, but that's what makes you grow. And I know that by the end, you know, it was amazing how fast this group gelled and became like a family, really. I mean, it was just a few days, but it felt like it could have been a lot longer just because of the bonds that were formed. And so I think, of course, and I think that part of the reason for that was because we were all going through this like amazing experience together, and they were really, you know, just like doing something that's a little bit challenging for them. Yeah. And so I think when you go through these kinds of things together, it makes your bond even stronger.
Exactly. I think that's really well said, Michelle. It's an intense experience, right? I mean, we have you guys, it's really all day. You are out, you are completing these challenges, going into the neighborhoods, talking to store owners, and then you're also working in some challenges like the drama lab, right, with the native speakers, performing, working on your telephone English. You're doing things that are pushing you and putting you out of your comfort zone, as you said. And so that brings you together as a group. I mean, I remember at the end of the barbecue, you know, all of us are sitting around my front yard having drinks, and I felt sad when people left. You know, I was thinking, my gosh, this is over. I'm feeling disappointed that it's over, but so happy because it went so well and people went through a transformation personally. You know, a small shift in their mindset. A lot of what people have said is now they feel like they know where they're at, right? The native speakers, they did understand them, right? They could understand what they were saying, and now they feel motivated to move forward and they know what they need to work on.
Yeah, exactly. They were really able to test things out and see like, outside of the classroom, outside of, you know, just one-on-ones or however people learn English, you know, at home, you know, actually get to test it out. And I think that it gave, you know, them a lot of confidence. Yeah. Like you said that, okay, I was able to have an entire conversation. I was able to really hold my own with my English, and wow, like, I really have these skills, and that's amazing. Yep.
Guys, today you're hearing about the incredible weekend in August that we spent with 8 lucky listeners. We explored the city, built amazing friendships, and moved our English confidence to the next level. But don't worry, you now have a chance to participate too. Apply early for a chance to be interviewed before the prices go up on September 20th. Guys, go right now to allearsenglish.com/Boston. See you there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Exactly. Exactly. And so for you, Michelle, you left a little bit early, right? Mm-hmm. But you left just after the drama lab, which can you tell our listeners a little bit about the drama lab and what that was all about?
Yeah. So that was a lot of fun. We did basically, it was a 3-hour drama lab and we were getting our students to practice being spontaneous.
Yes.
Because that's really what you guys need. And so we were doing improv and we were doing skits and we were actually talking on the phone and we were grouped up with native speakers. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I don't want to give too much away, but we were working on intonation. We were working on expressing our emotions, right? With our tone of voice. And we were doing so many different things. And all of these things are centered around just being spontaneous with English and being able to express yourself without thinking too much. Because trust me, even though it was 3 hours, there was not that much time for thinking. There was a lot to do, right, Lindsay?
Exactly. So as Michelle said, we know that one of the things you guys really want to work on is flexibility and spontaneity. And so we created the Drama Lab. We created a space for you guys to be in kind of a new character, to be a little bit silly, have some fun, right? It was a lot of laughter that afternoon. We were outside in front of the library on the grass, and we created a stage, right, for our group. And you're out there, you're working with native speakers to create skits. And it's funny. A lot of people have said that they liked that their favorite challenge. Of the weekend.
Awesome.
Yeah, so cool. And how did you feel because you were helping us lead the Drama Lab, Michelle, and then, you know, before we went to the baseball game on Saturday night, you got back on a plane. How did you feel when you left?
When I left, I was also a little bit sad. And when I got home, I was talking all about it and sharing information, sharing stories from the weekend. I definitely, then I was, in touch. I've been in touch with some people from the group online. Mm-hmm. And it was just, I really felt like I was making friends. That's what it was. Yeah. I didn't feel like, oh, these are students.
Exactly.
It was making friends and really making connections. And that's special for me too. I mean, really special.
Yeah. This is putting a lot of meaning, right, into our vision here. Right? This is adding a really nice element to our podcast, right, to be able to meet you guys and to put you through this extreme experience, this transformative experience where you come to Boston and you have a chance to do things maybe you've never done before, which is to speak with a native speaker in a real place in Boston, right? Real local places where locals go. Michelle, if someone is thinking about, because we are going to be running this again, guys, very soon, actually, right now, this is available. We are launching this now. We're opening up the next date. But Michelle, if people are, maybe thinking about joining us next time, what advice would you give them?
Well, if you're just be ready for, a really, I don't want to say life-changing. That sounds so dramatic. But I mean, in a way, it is a life-changing experience. I hope.
I think so.
You can, listen to what, the people, the 8 lucky listeners, what they had to say. But I think that, you really have to be open. You really have to just have, don't close yourself off in these experiences because you're going to be meeting, a lot of new people all in one moment. And if you're a little bit shy, you shouldn't let that get in the way because, you might be thinking, oh no, I'm a little shy. I don't know if I can speak to the native speakers. Like it's a little intense. It is intense. Like it absolutely is. But, I think that it's a great way to learn a lot in a very short amount of time. And if you push yourselves, I think instead of thinking of it like, oh, I'm a little shy, I think you should look at it as, okay, this is a way for me to really get past that.
Exactly.
It's going to help you. It's not something that's going to hinder you. It's going to actually be something that can help you with that as well. And I think just, you know, that's the advice I would give, is to not be hesitant because it's, you know, like an intense experience, which it is, but it's such a good, rich experience that I can't imagine that you would leave regretting it. I really can't.
Yeah, no, that's really well said, Michelle. It's a rich, intense, rich experience that will change you in a certain way. And you have to come to find out what that change will be. Right? Yeah. I love that. But Michelle, we don't, you know, we're not just letting anyone come, because we learned this time that it's very, very important the types of people that are in this group. So we're very selective, guys, about who we let in, right? For the first trip in August, we had our 8 lucky listeners. And for the next trip that's coming up very soon that you're going to want to get into, we're going to invite 12 lucky listeners. But again, we're really going to be careful about we'd like to interview you guys. Okay. So what kinds of people should apply to this, Michelle? Who should apply?
Well, I would say it's important to be adventurous, right?
Yes.
You know, you're looking for something a little bit different. You know, you're ready for a challenge, and you know, you're ready to get out there. You're ready to speak with native speakers. You're ready to speak with other, you know, other listeners, and you want to make friends. This is a different experience.
Yeah, this is for the student who does not want to sit in a classroom, right? Because in this situation, your classroom is the city of Boston, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to be going all over the city, seeing different places, speaking with local people, having intense experiences, you know, activities and, you know, exercises with the native speaker. So this is not for a passive learner, someone who just wants to sit back and have a teacher give them the information. So if that's you, then please don't apply. But if you are a little bit different, if you're someone who likes to challenge yourself, someone who wants to learn English in a different way, then I would really encourage you to apply. This is not a traditional program. This is not a traditional language school. Right, Michelle?
Right. No, certainly not.
All right. So right now, guys, we are officially opening up applications for the next round. So if you want to find out more information, go ahead on over to allearsenglish.com/Boston. Okay. So one more time, where should our listeners go, Michelle?
allearsenglish.com/Boston.
Exactly. And I remember last time when we opened up the applications, the key to success is, one, first of all, being the right kind of person, being someone who's adventurous, someone who wants to push themselves, someone who's ready for a challenge. And number two, someone who applies early, because that is your key, is applying early. So don't think about it. Go ahead and apply right away. Send in your video introduction. Okay. And then I'll contact you if you look like the right kind of student to get involved with your interview. We'll go ahead and set up an interview. All right. So Michelle, any other words of advice for people when they send in their application?
You know, really, say why you want to do this, and why you would be a good candidate, because, you know, the group, it really does matter. I mean, that's what we saw. I think, you know, it was a really well-selected group, and, you know, try and just be yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. You got it. So guys, again, I want to encourage you to go ahead and apply right now. Get in early. Go to allearsenglish.com/Boston. Check out the dates and come on in. Send in your video introduction. All right, Michelle, this has been fun reviewing our weekend. It was such a blast.
Yeah, I had a great time. And thanks again to those who were in this group. And we do miss you.
Yeah, we do. We miss you guys, because we know you guys in a way that we didn't before. It's so cool for us, too.
Yeah, awesome. Absolutely.
Awesome. All right, we're out of here for today. See you soon, Michelle.
All right, bye.
Take care. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.